Good evening, Abosai. An interesting thought. We have, you know, Chilek Dalet is divided into a few sections. The first part is the part of the of mechitz, what's called mechitzas, which is all about the walls and the strings and how you actually make into Rishus Yochid. Subsequently, there's a Chilek of Eruv Chatzeros, when you've got a semi-private domain, how you make an Eruv Chatzeros. That's actually what we're discussing now extensively. Eruv Chatzeros. Week after today is about Eruv Tchumim, which is about the 2,000 Amas out of the area. And then after that leads to Rosh Chodesh. Now, the question is, last time round, we had the opportunity of going with Rabbi Lieberman, to go around the Edge of Eruv. We went around the Edge of Eruv and he showed us around the highlights. I remember that you took us around. Yeah, you were part of the Chabur already. And he took us around and it was very, very interesting. He showed us in, he spent 7 years ago. It took how long? Give us a.
No,
it was 7 years ago. But how long was the actual tour? Do you remember? Yeah, but between 1 and 2 hours. And it was very interesting. Now, I asked Rabbi Lieberman, in principle, a few weeks ago, if he's happy to take us around again. And he said, most certainly so. And it was still a bit cold when I asked him. And he said, just wait for the weather to improve a bit, which is a fair point indeed. So, Naftali Soil Akoyan Kagan asked yesterday, why don't we think about it now? And subsequently, I did send him an email. And he said he's more than happy to take us. And then he says, please, as things go nowadays, as I said, please suggest a couple of dates when it's convenient. And then he says, please.
Tell me what's good for us.
No.
What's good for you?
No. Keep going, please.
Bring a pet lunch.
No. How do you schedule meetings nowadays?
Email, Skype.
No, keep going. Please go online and check on the EAYC available slots. Okay, so apparently on his website, there's slots available. Now, I don't know how much in advance it is. I don't know how much in advance the slots have to be booked. But if the Olim wishes to go now, we could schedule something, depending on his availability. Can you see how much in advance is booked out? Is it like for now till... I don't know. I'm totally flexible. I would suggest a Sunday evening, but I don't know. What do you think? When is good?
I'm not going to guide the talk.
We could do Sunday evening once. I don't know. Can you see how much is? Okay. Do you want to do Sunday afternoon? Last time, I think we went on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
We could do. Or we can do an evening. I don't know what works best. And do you want to wait until we actually finish a bit more? Or should we go now? Everything, I'm open to everything.
We need a vote.
A vote?
We need a Brexit.
Brexit, yeah, there's a second referendum.
Fine. Depends also on when the law's free. And how far notice you need.
Yeah. So I just don't know how much advance notice, I don't know how much.
It used to be so simple in the old days, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rabbi booking form, here we...
That's just for a person. 30 minutes slot, 45 minutes slot, 2 minutes slot. Doesn't even have dates.
It's amazing, I didn't realize.
It's incredible. That's how you...
It's a bit like
okay, so it's going to be an hour slot. If it's two people, you have to double click.
Wednesday the 22nd. 1:35 is available.
22nd is what?
How many weeks is it in advance? Is it like...
22nd is the next available date. That's next Tuesday.
Does it do evening slots or the evening slots?
What day?
A Sunday evening ones.
Sunday. There's Sunday the 26th. No available slots.
It could be, doesn't it?
Tuesday evening, 7:35.
In how many weeks?
Tuesday 28th.
That's
Mincha,
isn't it?
Yeah.
8:40
p.m.
Well, because it's off, I mean, for me, I'm a very good afternoon, it's straight after Pentecost. It can be even during the week.
Yeah.
8:40
8:40 yeah. Okay, so let's look into it a little bit and then, yeah. Okay. Good. Simon Shina involved. See base pay. See if base page 490. Okay, we want to discuss tonight the halacha of picture number 13. If you've got it. You've got, can anybody describe that? Yes, page 490 in our editions. Can somebody describe it? Chaim Yeshua Alevi. Go for it. Can you describe what we're seeing over here? Yep. A well between two chatzeros. It's drinking water, drinking water. Drinking water, and it's between chazeres. Now, that's where people get water from. We want to know as to whether you can draw water from that. Now, please note, how do they draw water from it?
Holes.
Holes, windows. That's the way they draw it. So they throw a bucket in and they pour it out. They pull it like this back to themselves. Now, the question is, are they allowed to draw water from this? That's the question over here. Note also a distinction as to whether from the edge of the well and the wall, whether it's 4 tefachim or not. So these are the points we need to consider. Is it 4 tefachim from the wall to the water? And we've got to consider also the fact that there's a window there. We want to know as to whether you can take water from this well. Yes or no? See that base. Be'er, a well. Second line from the top of page 490, Simon Shin Ayin Vav, Siv Beis, Beir, a well, Shebem Tashvil, which is in the middle of a path, Bein Shnei Kosle Chatzes, between two walls of Chatzeroys, Aval Pishim Uflekes Mekosel Zabat Fachim, although it is more than 4 tefachim away from the wall, Homekosel Zabat Fachim, and from the other side also, more than 4 tefachim, Shnei Memali Memeno, both houses, the one on the right and the one on the left, Memali Memeno, can draw water from this well. Ve'einam tzichim zizin al gabon, don't need to do any additional protrusions or anything. They can just take from this water. The gentleman on the right, the gentleman on the left, they can take from this water. Sheino de moisa al chaveu de echave, because it's impossible to usher it. It's not something which is actually so connected. It has the ketefah that can usher it. Therefore, if they can't just take from that water, it's fine. So says the opinion of Shulchan Aruch. V'davka k'shein achtzeres p'suchas l'shvil rak b'chaloinos. This is only if there's windows. If there's two windows leading, which is a way to access the water through windows. V'yesh oimrim, but if there is, if it's going to be proper doors, the halacha will change. V'yesh oimrim, some say, dimeinu muflegim abo oisrim, afilu b'chai gavna. Some say that if it is not for tefachim, it will ask even in such a case. So Rabbi Yisrael, what we are seeing over here is, if you have got a well between both sides, you can draw water from it as long as it's windows and it's 4 tefachim from the wall and to the water. Okay. Seif Gimel. Now this is going to be discussing the picture number 19.
Can I just ask on the previous picture?
Yeah.
It wasn't specified in Halacha. The Shvil, it's a
It will probably be a Carmelis.
So,
it will probably be. No, you're right. It's going to have to be a Rishus Yochid. I'm trying to think if there is a way that it, 1 second. Good question. It's a really good question. Yeah, we're talking about a Rishus Yochid. I think it's if a common is, then if it's a common is, it's not going to be so poshut, although it's more than you'd fuchim hai. Okay, we have to assume it's Rishus Yochid. Let's assume it's Rishus Yochid. It's the most straightforward. Although there might be an argument to say that the common is that would be similar, but it's certainly most straightforward to learn that it's Rishus Yochid. The Shvil could be a Rishus Yochid, why not? And in fact, the picture they've created over here is certainly a Rishus Yochid. Because how many walls have you got around it? Exactly, so it's going to be Rishus Yochid. Sev Gemal, Shtei Chatzeros. We've got 2 courtyards. We've named Shloish Shacharovos, and there's 4 ruins between the 2 houses, 2 Chatzeros. Look at picture 19. I don't know if that's clear or not. On picture number 19, you've got on the right hand side the house of the Chatzah, on the left hand side the house of the Chatzah, and in between you've got 3 destroyed houses. Yeah, it's like. Does it look like it? Yeah, I think we can picture it. Yeah, the halachin now, we want to know if you can carry, the old Rishus Yochid, but we want to know if you can carry there or not. So again, Siv Gimel, Shtei Chatzeros, 2 courtyards. So Veneyem, between those 2 courtyards, Shloish Achorov is the 3 destroyed buildings. All the houses, the one on the right and the one on the left, can use and can carry within that chorva right next to it. So the one on the right can use the one on the right, the one on the left can use the one on the left, but not the middle one. The middle one is going to be mutter for all of them. In other words, the one on the right can use the one next to it and the middle one, but not the one on the left. The one on the left can use the one on the left and the middle one, but not the one on the right. But the middle one is permitted for both of them. If all 3 are right next to the houses, so not like the middle one over here, but if all 3 are right next to a house, so the 3rd one is right next to another house. They can all use the chuvah which is right next to it. And the 3rd one, which is next to both chatzeres, will be also to all of them. So Rabbi Yisrael, in the case of the picture over here, 19, the halacha will be, so the one which is next to the house is always permitted to use. You can carry in there, you can carry out of there. It's considered a reshus of the one. The one on the left, the same. The chover next to it can be used. The middle one is equal access to both of them, and therefore it's going to be mutter for both of them. However, the one which is on the other side, on the other extreme, that will not be also to the one which is on the other side. And finally, Siv Dalet Beis Hakiseh Shebein Shtei Batim. We've spoken about that earlier. The Beis Hakiseh is a bathroom, Shebein Shtei Batim, which is between both houses, an outhouse, as was very common in the olden days. Beis Hakiseh Shebein Shtei Batim, Lov Le'ev U'Yachad, no Ev was made. Rishus Shnei Meshaletes Boy, this is the Rishus which all of them has got, they both have got Rishus on it, Vasurim, and therefore it's also, unless of course you make an Erev Chatzeres. So it's an important element we need to consider as well. So if you've got an outhouse, which Baruch Hashem nowadays are a bit more advanced than that, and the bathroom is outside of the house. So, don't just, it was public, pretty much. So don't just look at it, it's an important point to remember. Don't just look at it as a Rishus Yochid, and therefore everything's permitted. You can't just look at it as a Rishus Yochid. No, you have to take into consideration that an Erev Chatzeres is to be made, because it's being used not only by yourself, but by others as well. So if somebody would bring something onto that Beis Hakiseh, somebody needs to bring something onto the Beis Hakiseh, he needs to ensure there's an Erev Chatzeres made in the outhouse. Otherwise, it would be also to carry that. And indeed, the Ramah is mitzvah to Simon Shinun Hei, because we touched on that there. Okay, let me just start Simon Shina in Zayin, Sif Aleph. He's talking about this picture that we have over on the side over here. Okay, what can we see on this picture? We've got, can you see these 2 houses on the right, 2 houses on the left, and then there's that hole over there. What's the purpose of that hole? It's not to get water, but it's the place where the wastewater goes. So it's a pit for the wastewater. Can you throw water into that? Yes or no? Question is, if you need to make an Erev Chatzeres onto that or not. And that is really discussed in Simon Shin Ein Zayin. Can you throw wastewater into that pit? And perhaps we'll look at it in greater detail tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Okay, so that's it for tonight. Okay, good evening.